Rose nailed another one too. Sports Grill. Sports Grill's got some good wings. You're right. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
We should do a wing off.
I would be all for it.
Hey, all you nice chains and restaurants, you know.
You afraid of a little competition?
Yeah, let's have a wing off. You serve, you make 10 of your best wings, and you serve it to Tobin, Leroy, J Fig, myself, Brittany.
We'll see who's up.
And then we'll see who's up.
I like it. Headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Key in Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. As the Marlins about to get underway here, they will try and go for the sweep with the Philadelphia Phillies in town. They get the win yesterday, 1-0. And a great outing by Sandy, a solo shot by Kyle Stowers, and the Marlins were off and running. So that is Goosey's right there. We'll see if the Marlins can start turning this thing around, because that was a rough go of it. 12 straight losses, franchise record, and so they need to right the ship, but a great start to it. Beating a team that they haven't beaten in a series in 3 years. That's pretty crazy. It's been a weird season. It's been a weird season of first. It's been a weird season of things to happen. But hopefully the Marlins can get their win today. The Dolphins' first training camp practice is in the books at Miami Gardens. As according to people, boots on the ground. Seemed like a natural better day for the defense early on. And we will see about you know, how things roll on. But according to some there, Travis Wingfield saying the rookies had a really nice day today. Willie Gay with a big interception off a quarterback I've never heard of. Some flash plays by the rookie receivers. So that's cool. Omar Kelly tweets out a quote from Chop Robinson on the Dolphins' low expectations. Quote, "That's outside noise. We don't really pay attention to any of that." He's got, I think, probably as much pressure on him as anybody else this year, because, you know, Chop Robinson's coming in here. He's a first round pick last year, not the sophomore year we were all expecting after an exciting end to his rookie season, but also, you know, was banged up, had the knee injury, had the, looked like he got pretty banged up on the head as well. So this is a big third year for Chop Robinson to show that he's that guy. Obviously, we're all looking at that first round and the Dolphins not taking any pass rush help. It's kind of looked upon as one of the more glaring needs on the Dolphins, and they didn't take Reuben Bain. So I almost feel like that's an endorsement of Chop Robinson, that they believe he can bounce back and bring something this year.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but it is. I mean, it does got to go hand in hand.
You have – so every organization or every regime puts preference on certain positions, right? Whether it's we want to get after the quarterback, we want to be the team to get after the quarterback, or we want to be big up front and we want to smash people at the line of scrimmage, right? And it's just – the mindset you go into the draft with. And I think a lot of these decisions were made based around what they wanted to do up front on the offensive line. And that's why that decision was made over pass rush. Doesn't mean they don't need pass rush out, but they put more of an emphasis on let's secure the offensive line of scrimmage. And I think that's the only reason why they went that route instead of Reuben Bain.
But it becomes less of an issue and it's less glaring if Chop Robinson can turn into what they hoped.
Of course.
I know it's not them particularly, because it wasn't the regime that drafted Chop, but it certainly would ease some of the pressure on, hey, they don't really have a proven guy, to this guy blossoms into something that you're hopeful for with an inconsistent year too.
I think that part of that whole, like, that whole thing is, like, you don't want to be one of those teams. Like, we've seen teams that draft the same position over and over and over and over and over again, right? And what ends up happening is you get depleted everywhere because you're trying to get that one position right. Sometimes you got to rely on the guys that you have. And if you think about what do we have versus what we need, or what do we need help at, right? There was a more glaring need to solidify the offensive line with all the different offensive line starting lineups you had to use last couple of years than having a question of not necessarily who's going to play, who's going to rush the quarterback, who's going to get after the quarterback, and more of can the guy we have finally do it?
Do you think that he's under the most pressure out of anybody on the roster this year, though? Like, if you had to look at one guy, or is it, oh, I mean, you know, people always, of course, look to a quarterback. But if I had to say who's got the most pressure just individually on the Dolphins roster, I do think it's kind of him on the trajectory of his career.
You know what's crazy? I would say Kenneth Gray.
More so than Chop?
Here's why. Because if you don't get pressure up the middle, Chop doesn't even come into play.
I get you.
And if he gets pushed around, Chop won't even be in a position to make plays. I think a lot of times we look at the numbers and see, oh, Chop only had X amount of sacks or whatever, while forgetting the fact that they were running it down the throat and didn't need to drop back that much, right? So I think I would say D-tackle and the draft pick you picked with him is going to have more of an impact on Chop than Chop will on Kenneth Grant.
Dolphin Kane just goes, Chop! More like flop! You proud of yourself with that one? I don't like that Dolphin Kane. Minus one, dude.
It's a little early to say he's a flop.
-1.
It really is. Like, we've gotten into the, you know, the microwave environment that a guy to get drafted in the first round, he's supposed to be a star right away.
Dan Day's still dragging that. He's still keeping that vacuum around. That thing is an antique. We need to get rid of that vacuum. Thing doesn't work.
Did you see the one in the bathroom?
There's a vacuum. Okay. I know what you're talking
about. A wet vac.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. Well, there was a monster flood here the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody blew up that bathroom rough. It did look like a damn lake up here.
Oh, let me man. Tell you.
And that bathroom only gets blown up on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's when sales is here. Because they don't care.
Sales don't care. And then
I go in there and it's being blowed up. So I just look at the shoes. I want to see who's doing that.
That's what I do.
I'm like, wow.
I know who it was you. A new balance. You know what you did.
You took a dump, Hoka.
You know, ain't nobody doing radio wearing penny loafers.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, the Dolphins first practice in the day. People are saying.
What do they do for the rest of the day?
I don't know. Go be human? Watch film? I don't know, dude.
No, because, Vlad, I'm telling you, during camp, I'm so used to 2-a-days, like, in between practices, like a nap and then lunch.
But Leroy, they haven't done 2-a-days in like 13 years.
No, I know, but do they?
They just go home. They go to the mall. They eat. They enjoy life.
Oh, so are they done for the day?
I think they got to go to meetings. I think they got to do meetings.
Okay.
I think
that's what I'm asking.
I think they usually have like a big meeting, and then I think after camp, I think they do like positional meetings. I think that's usually how it goes.
So I had two different things. I had two different ways of doing practice. I had one way was. You have meetings, then walkthrough, then practice, then meetings to watch the film after practice, right? And then I had the other way. You had meetings, walkthrough, meetings, practice, and then you watch film the next morning. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of it is I just don't know how things are done, and they are done differently by – you know, coaches or systems that you've come from. If you're coming from a system that watches film right after practice, you're probably going to continue to do that.
Dahl Kane says, I'm in Jupiter, and there's not any good wings around here besides Thirsty Turtle, but their wings are so small now. Yeah, don't give me no pigeon wings. I don't want those.
Wait a minute. He's going to a place called the Thirsty Turtle? You live in water. Drink.
You can't drink salt water. It's terrible.
So the turtles do?
I don't think so, dude. I don't know what they drink.
Yeah, does a fish get thirsty? Like,
that's a good question.
That's what I'm saying. You live in water. What are you going to say? I'm going to go to the water fountain and get a drink.
I don't know. I mean, I think they use the water as their air. So what do they drink?
They must not get thirsty.
Does a fish get... Interesting. I'm putting it into AI. See what it says. Now that I got my Twitter account back. It says, explaining fish hydration and osmosis. Boop, 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 boop. Because turtles could go out and, like, you know, find a puddle if they wanted to.
I've never seen a turtle drink from a puddle, dude. Sorry.
And they can go in all types of water. They don't just have to go into salt. But I don't know. I mean, you would think that's a little inconvenient because some turtles are in the middle. Let's see.
If you live in water.
It says, no, fish do not get thirsty in the way humans or land animals do. Thirst is typically a conscious drive and sensation that prompts seeking and drinking water to correct dehydration. Fish live immersed in water, and their hydration is handled automatically through physiological process, mainly osmoregulation, rather than the need to drink. Fish regulate the balance of water and salts in their bodies differently depending on whether they live in fresh or salt water. How about that?
So no,
they don't get thirsty.
Right.
They stay hydrated, champ, through their gills.
Wait, here's the great thing about our chat. Nothing like calling somebody a dumbass while sounding dumb while you do it. Minus one for Leroy. Fish don't drink. That's why they have gills, dummy. That's not
minus one for Sass.
He's kind of right. I mean, no, he is right.
But again, we started the whole conversation.
Semantic samurai.
You said turtles don't drink that water.
Yeah, I didn't ask about turtles. That's a good question. Hold on. Do turtles, because they don't have gills, get thirsty?
Yeah, but they can live underwater.
Yeah, but they got to breathe. Like, they can hold their breath, but they got to come up for air. Oh, wait. You know what? You mean sea turtles, right? Sea turtles.
All turtles live in water.
Nah, some don't. Some are on land more.
But they eventually have to go in the water.
What did you say?
Do sea
land the way?
He said land turtle.
Land turtle. They
no,
got
you
land
said land Lamore?
I don't know what I said.
Yeah,
very confused. Hold on.
Speak the minus said, one. Fish have Zephyr Hill stations.
All right, I'm looking up if sea turtles get thirsty from AI. Crazy. Ooh, Jim.
They get drunk.
He should have drank some water.
Yeah. He definitely needed some water.
Turtles are mammals. They're not mammals. They're reptiles. What are you talking about, thirsty turtle?
Oh, now you telling AI he wrong?
No, I'm talking about the chat.
Oh.
No, AI is not loading. Hold on. Investigating sea turtle hydration. Oh, thank you. Thank you, AI. Dolphin King says, where's Ron McGill when you need him?
Sexy Sauce say complete idiots.
Shut up, Sexy Sauce. You don't know.
Nothing. Hey, first of all, I'm not doing nothing half-assed. I'm going all out.
The First Lady of Sports says they drink ocean water but can get rid of the salt. Huh.
Oh,
really?
So they have an automatic filtration system.
Like a pool?
Fish need a hydration break like FIFA.
Wow.
Point for Twitcher.
All right, so here's what it says. Yes, sea turtles get thirsty. The physiological sense, they experience dehydration and osmotic imbalance. They respond by drinking water to restore balance. They live entirely in a marine environment and drink seawater as their primary source of hydration. Unlike most land animals, sea turtles are adapted to handle the high salt load. Their kidneys cannot efficiently excrete large amounts of salt in urine in the way submarine mammals can, so they rely on a specialized, lacrimal salt glands located in the corner of their eyes. So you were right, Leroy. They just drink the seawater.
Sideways rain.
Whoa. Well, now the world is hydrated.
I'm going to just tell you, I ain't going to lie. I backed into that one.
Let's see if this.
But Tobin made it sound like the turtle walking down the street and just start drinking out of a bottle.
I thought they need to get up and get a puddle.
That's the funniest thing you just said. Turtle walking down the street. Turtle's not walking down the street.
Hold on. Let's see.
I tell you what, Big Smooth lost a turtle. It ran away.
AQAM, you got answers on turtles?
Yeah. What station is the Marlin game on?
Oh, it's on AM 560, pal.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm happy that you're listening.
Wow. Hey, I got to tell you, I was wondering about, he came in soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up?
Yeah, it's a fair question. What are we talking about? Damn, we just lost the signal, though.
No, we never had it. I've been trying to find this game for like the last 10 minutes. No, it happens like that.
We'll take a break here on the program. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys can get in on the chat, 104.3 WQAM, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, and we will roll on with you guys. I want to give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Have a leaky roof? Take action now. Get your free estimate by calling 954-968-8155. It's not great, champ. Raining. Ominous clouds over the station right now, Leroy, on my windowplex. Yeah. What about you?
Is it raining like yesterday?
It was. It slowed down right as we finished up the break. Still some...
It only takes one rain like that to end your day.
Oh,
depending on what you're doing, right?
Yep.
One. Yep.
Just one. So, I don't know. But it's let up a little bit. We got the Marlins in action right now. Let me see. A little looky-loo. What are the fish doing? Because our TVs do not have the game.
0-0, top of the second.
All right, there you go. Marlins going for the sweep today. Top of the second. They got one in the books there. Fish got the Mets coming up after that. And the Dolphins are got their first day of training camp in the book. And apparently an impressive day from some of the rookies. Offense, a little bit meh, but, you know, what do you expect? It's training camp day one, everybody. Oswald wants to talk.
Offense usually struggles in moments in beginning of camp.
Yeah, it's nothing. That's the old...
No game plan. Everything's very standard. Easy for a defense to... Soon as you start sending guys in motion and they start hyperventilating, then the offense usually starts winning.
Oswald, what's up, man?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Vlad. Good morning, Leroy. Good morning, Tobin.
Hello.
Hello. I want to know if I'm on hopium right now because, Leroy, this question is to you. They got a bunch of hungry guys. On Joe Rose, they said they got 40 guys that are on a one-year contract. So is it impossible for them to win 9 games? Because Malik know he got to win games so they don't pick Arch or Dante Moore. So why he don't try to go win 10 games out there?
Here's the problem. All right, and I'm going to give you the honest truth.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. You don't know how all these one-year guys going to play, how all these young guys going to play. You don't know if Chop going to turn it around. You don't know if Kenny Grant going to turn it around. You don't know how the secondary is going to play. You don't know how these new linemen. There's so many unknowns that's why they're saying this team's going to be bad. Second of all, the NFL is not like the Tampa Bay Rays, right? You can't go cheap and then try to develop. They don't have the money because they got 100 plus million out there without players. So you also talking about trying to compete with half of the resources as everybody else in the league. So with all these things against him, they're looking at the situation of what the Dolphins are and not the players. And so is it possible? Yeah, if everything works out and things start working out and guys start doing everything that, like, it's quite possible for them to be right on a lot of decisions that they've made in the offseason. But the problem is nobody knows for sure, and you'd rather be surprised than disappointed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying my money is only going to win at least 8 games. Malik is going to try to crush it and not let them get Arch Manning and not let them get Dante Moore.
Appreciate you, buddy. Nice calling.
By the way, they'll draft Arch anyway, and if they're 8-9, they ain't going to have a chance to get Arch Manning. So
we'll see. I mean, who knows? Maybe Arch Manning is not that impressive this year.
Are you familiar with how they do business? If that quarterback is available, or they can move, say if they end up with the 15th or 16th pick, and they can move up 2 spots to get a quarterback like that, then they'll move up. It doesn't mean Malik's not going to be the quarterback, but that's how they do business. That's how Patrick Mahomes was got. That's how they did it in Green Bay for a number of different – they did it twice. So, like, yeah, they're familiar with that. And, in fact, if you want long-term success at quarterback, it's probably best that you draft a guy early and he doesn't play his first couple of years. It really is.
Yeah, nobody's waiting, though, anymore. That's why, like, even the Mendoza thing, like, nobody really does
guess
that
what?
Anymore.
Green Bay is waiting, and they ain't had a quarterback need in 30-plus years.
Yeah, but they're probably the only people doing that right now, really, like, waiting it out like that.
I mean, Kansas City did it.
Yeah, but not lately. You know,
no,
maybe
I'm just
one
saying,
day, maybe.
Like, all right. I mean, that doesn't mean everybody else is doing it right.
I'm not saying that they are doing it right. I'm just saying most teams don't have that patience that they're going to wait out a whole year.
Right.
Somebody.
They don't have the patience. Correct.
QAM, you're on the air.
Just look at Tua. Just look at Tua's rookie year when he was supposed to be redshirted.
Yeah. But then you watch Ryan Fitzpatrick and I'm like, this sucks. I understood it.
What? We can't have sports talk with this man got so much petty out there that he can't give an honest answer.
I am giving an honest answer.
You're giving your petty answer.
Yeah, you're just throwing strays at him, man.
I don't like him. QAM, you're on the air. What's
your
name?
All right, Rory.
Leroy.
What's up?
Hey, have you been watching the Netflix quarterback special?
No, Leroy doesn't watch. Listen. He doesn't watch sports reality TV.
Tobin, have you been watching it all, Tobin?
No, I actually was going to make it a point to watch it this week because I was going to get in the mood for football. But I know they have Cam Ward, so I was looking forward to watching it.
So real quick, I'm dozing on the couch watching it last night, and Cam Ward's doing one of his interviews, and I'm like, why is Leroy on TV? Huh? Cam Ward and Leroy sound exactly alike. I was waiting for him to crash out on the Publix lady for not putting the right pickles on his sandwich.
I haven't thought about that.
But if you guys watch it, it's crazy how much Cam sounds like Leroy. Bye, right. You guys.
I'll close my eyes and check that out today, but I don't think that he does.
Leroy, where were you around? Where were you around?
Hey. Strange.
Like, people love talking to me during the season because I just told it like it was.
You ever been to West Columbia, Texas?
I told them before the season that I'm never going to trash another player or coach or the organization, but I'll tell you how I feel, you know, and you go with it from there. And guess what? I never got in trouble for saying something that, you know, people think, why would he say something like, I never got in trouble for letting something slip out. I never got in trouble because it's not in me. Like, the things that people have to hold back, those things were never in me. Like, yeah, we knew we weren't very good, so I said it. We're not very good. Like, news, it's not news. We terrible. They say, hey, did you hear the fans booing you? I said, I would have booed my ass, too. We were bad.
By the way, the Marlins have just announced that they are going to have a Thank You Tommy Day for Tommy Hutton on August 23rd. August 23rd. So it's going to get the Washington Nationals.
You guys have to be there.
That'll be a Sunday. Sunday the 23rd against the Nationals at Lone Depot Park.
Ooh, the 23rd of what? August?
August, yeah.
All right. I might like but okay. We gotta effort that.
You gonna throw first pitch, Leroy?
I mean, he's gotta throw first pitch, doesn't he?
I mean,
Tommy throws first pitch. I can't throw.
Bring the southpaw.
That was the whole joke.
Oh, I could throw left handed. I could probably get a football about 45 yards, left handed.
They can't quibble that day. You can't quibble on Tommy's day, man.
No. No, we wouldn't.
They say it's Kobe's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of people are nervous that LeBron's going to do the helicopter thing because of Kobe. I saw that on Twitter.
No, he's been New York. He's been doing that already, I've been worried.
He's been doing that in L.A.?
He did it in L.A. He did it when they went on their trip to celebrate the 10-year reunion.
Oh, the Scotland trip?
The Scotland trip. They were taking Jets.
To go, that's what you normally do, though, to go to golf courses.
You have to take a copter.
Take a helicopter, yeah.
Country star Brad Paisley is coming to the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale this September. And if you guys want to go, giving away another pair of tickets right now. Caller number, what do you want to do, Leroy?
Let's do caller 4.
Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Will win the tickets. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. We're back with more after this.
Ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're going to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship! Bow, 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 bow. But we got to wait for Jennifer. She's late. She's en route to rats off a ship.
Moms.
Mm.
You know, mom's always
holding her up.
Yeah.
Well, Tardy B's going to Tardy B.
What if your mom is the reason why you're late? Is it, you got to blame moms, don't you? You have a nickname for moms? Tardy Mom?
Tardy B Senior?
Tardy Mom, Tardy B Senior.
Oh, man. Hello, Jennifer. What do we have today for Rats Off a Ship, huh?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
All right, first we have Bam Adebayo texting LeBron James. I'm going to bust your ass after he picked Philly.
I'm not rats off a ship. I love it from Bam.
Very
nice. What other response are you supposed to have? Hey, good luck? No. I'm going to kick your ass on the court. That should be his response. I'm not rats off a ship at all. I think it's a great response from Bam Adebayo. And how it should be for this fun Eastern Conference coming up. Leroy?
I am not rats off a ship. I think they're friends, and I think it's all in good fun. But you want to beat your friends more than you want to beat your enemies, believe it or not.
I think you should have texted him, Joel Embiid, LOL. That should have been the text. Jennifer?
That would have been good. Of course I'm rats off. I mean, I'm not rats off a ship because I would do the same thing. So, yeah.
A petty text?
Of course.
Vlad?
I'm not rats off a ship. Who cares? You didn't come. You're an enemy now.
Yep. Dead to me.
You're dead to me. Actually, yeah.
That's why he said what he said.
Should have been. Never wanted you.
Yeah.
Pull a page out of your book.
It should have been his text. But my real text should have been Joel Embiid. Really, dude?
So instead of saying, yeah, I'm not rats off a ship, but you're dead to me.
Yeah.
Those were the rest of the text. He only let you see the first one.
What's number 2, Jennifer?
You're dead to me.
Jaylen Brown will reportedly put his ego aside with the new Sixers team.
Well,
so he says.
I mean, you know what, Tobin? Let's break this down for Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy, J-Fig, this man said this was the greatest season. Greatest season.
Mm-hmm.
In his career. And mind you, he got kicked out of the first round after having a 3-1 lead.
But that's not what he meant by that.
I know. Leroy.
Right.
Don't kill my fun.
Okay.
Jeez. Go ahead. Just killed my fun right now.
Yum yucker.
Okay. God.
Sergey Bobrovsky.
And then he gets traded.
Yep.
To the team that beat him.
Yep.
And then he has to team up with a guy that he doesn't like.
Or his son.
And then 3 weeks after that, he went from being the top guy.
Fourth.
To maybe the fourth guy.
Yet, it's not Jason Tatum. So is it just a Jason Tatum thing? I don't know. I think I'm rats off a ship on it. I got to be honest with you.
I think he would be rats off
a ship. I think I'm rats off a ship on the idea that he's going to put his ego aside. It's a nice thing to say, but how will it really go? So I think I'm rats off a ship on it.
I'm going to just put this out there. If you had a problem with how much your organization loved Jason Tatum, how about going to an organization where you go from being second to fourth?
Yep.
And it's funny because in football, this happens because guys want to get paid, right? You don't usually hear this after they get paid. These guys, he already got the $300 million contract and still won. So I'm rats off a ship. It's okay. Listen, it's okay to want to feel the love. I understand it. He wanted to be somebody's priority. And for 2 seconds, he thought he was.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
They're swimming. They're off the boat. No.
Rats off a ship.
I don't really think it's going to happen.
Vlad?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Rats off a ship.
How do you go from being a co-star to now being a supporting actor?
Yeah.
You're not even the best supporting actor.
It's like a good cameo.
Right.
Yeah. A cameo.
I mean, because guess what? No lie. They didn't say they were all set after they got Jaylen Brown. They go, let's go get Brown.
He does have the haircut of the cameo singer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He does, right?
Yep.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, Leroy's favorite, Aaron Rodgers, said that, not the wings, Aaron Rodgers said that his wife let him play one more year, McCarthy.
The wife we've never seen?
Correct.
Seen his wife?
Never seen the wife. And he just had this whole thing this weekend about like, oh, he reunited with his family.
And he feels good?
Because he like, I think
not his brother, right?
I don't know. I don't know if the brother and him. I think the brother and him have the strongest beef, but he was with his parents.
Right.
I'm rats off a ship because I don't even know if there is a wife.
Rats off a ship.
Until I see a wife, how am I to believe there's really advice coming from her? Because for all I know, he's talking to the ayahuasca gods.
Exactly.
He could have a wife in another dimension for all I know. We haven't seen her. I get it. You want privacy, but it's still a little weird. Like, I don't know. I don't believe it. Rats off a ship.
The thing is that everybody wants privacy, but really, how much are you actually hiding her that no one has seen this woman?
And you keep bringing her up.
He wants privacy, but then loves the attention.
Yeah, he exactly. loves. He keeps bringing her up.
Right.
Time out.
And I do agree. Like, my mind did go, is this like an ayahuasca thing? Is she just a fake wife?
And can you ask his teammates, have you seen Aaron's wife?
Has anybody gone to Cracker Barrel with the Rodgers?
It's public record, right? So we should know who his wife is.
I mean,
unless you got married in the Costa Rican jungle and you're just like, we are married through nature. Because he's just high as a kite,
like
yogi.
Crap he would do.
It is.
Right.
Maybe it's not
married. We are married in the eyes of God. Since God is everywhere.
It's marijuana. It's not married.
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
Maybe he married Juana. That's what his wife's name's Juana.
If he was going to marry anybody, I would have sworn it would have been Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb. Loves those guys.
Or what's that big the lineman?
Oh, Bakhtiari?
Yeah, he loves him.
Yeah, he loves him too. Do you think they've met the wife?
No.
They're just like,
Leroy, you play football. Aren't there a lot of events where you got to bring the wife or the girlfriend to?
You got
to? No, you don't have to.
You don't got to. That's wrong.
You don't have to. But you don't have to. If he wanted to keep that persona going of keeping everything separate, then he probably wouldn't.
Nick T.
But there's some events that you would want your wife there, right?
Guy says, I thought Rogers' wife was Pat McAfee. Till death do us part, Aaron.
Punter.
I got to tell you. If you want to be married, whatever. I'm not sweating you for that. But I am going to sweat you for, why are you trying to be so secretive?
Why does she like Mike McCarthy so much? Why would you?
Right. I said okay for Mike McCarthy.
Hey, Brittany loves Aaron Rodgers?
Her name she is does. Brittany. Hmm. I don't know.
But you know what else is crazy? The craziest thing about all this is you do realize that the Steelers aren't going to win with just Aaron Rodgers. And so if Aaron Rodgers is happy, they're making it sound like now we're going to go to the Super Bowl. If he don't come in there with that same attitude that that Mike came in with, then they're going to be in trouble. Because Mike Tomlin could just walk into a room and get you 7 wins.
Hold on. Somebody wants to marry Jay Fick?
Please, let's relax here. Let's relax. This is not about me.
Let's relax here.
It's not about me.
Calm down. So everybody's rats off a ship on this kook?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like.
Doe Lopez. Just,
you know what? That was like giving me a little bun cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, just you something knew what it there. Was. A little sweets. Give yeah. some sweets.
Vlad, you rats off a ship on Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Rats, I've been.
Has Mike McCarthy met the wife?
That's I what mean, I'm saying.
I mean, the way they're making it sound, he married them. I mean, it sounds like Mike McCarthy married them.
Huh. Really? All right, give us one more, Jennifer.
It's pouring outside now like yesterday.
Nice right now. Nice.
Well, we have Aaron Donald saying that he's returning to the Rams.
He is? Wait, did he announce it?
Sorry, no. Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. I was about to say.
Calm down. Whoa. Calm down.
Whoa. Hey. Jay Fink just breaks some news?
Y'all going to get her like y'all get me? Huh?
Aaron Donald returning to the Rams. Apparently, Sean McVay won't confirm it.
Minus one.
It's like Aaron Rodgers won't confirm his wife.
I mean, I'm not rats off a ship. It seems like Aaron Donald is really thinking about coming back. I think I think the idea of him being like with the D-line Avengers and, you know, him and Myles Garrett just, I mean, every quarterback's going to crap their pants going against those two. Like, it just feels terrible.
If you're Jacoby Brissett, would you find out that Aaron Donald's coming back, would you tell the Cardinals, hey, here's your money, man.
Yeah, just take it back. That's definitely why I'm getting a raise. It's like, why do you deserve a raise? I'm like, because I have to play twice against the Thanos and Thanos 2. That's why.
You remember when
I'm
Gino
terrified.
Went, you remember when Geno Smith went? Oh, my God.
They're so scary.
Dude, and that's crazy. And they ain't coming from the outside. One, they move around. So that's just crazy.
I've never heard a quarterback go, oh, my God. And I understood it. I understood. He had every
Dude,
right.
Dude, you'd be amazed at some of the things that are said. It's just that everything's recorded now.
Yep.
And he said.
It's crazy, man.
Oh, my God.
I remember one time we was in the huddle and I forgot who was the quarterback. He said, guys, I just need a little bit more time. And somebody said, you better go on the left side because the right side ain't giving you nothing.
Well, I'm not rats off a ship. It seems like he's thinking about it. Leroy?
I think he's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you? Here's the problem, though.
I said it. I wrote.
How you going to give up 30-something million and come back for two?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the – though.
I think that's – right. So I think the contract situation, I don't know what how that's going to play out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me neither. But it seems like an opportunity he would love to take part of. Man, that's scary. Jennifer?
Matt, are you crying?
Dude, yeah.
You're just thinking of Geno Smith running for his life?
That's my quarterback, yeah. But I just remember my quarterback.
Last year's Super Bowl champ, wasn't he seeing ghosts?
He was seeing ghosts.
Listen, but it was just funny. It was just
Why
funny.
Is it always the Jets quarterback?
Hey, it's
you got butt fumble. You got one guy yelling.
Butt fumble.
And then
led,
you got a guy seeing ghosts.
Butt
he
fumble.
Was good.
Butt fumble led him to getting. Okay, so you know,
right?
We don't want to do that, but Geno seeing 99 running at him and going, oh my god! Now I'll never forget that. That's hysterical because you've seen quarterbacks getting hit by defensive linemen, but you've never seen that defensive lineman just unabated, like you know.
Hey, and I got to tell you, like, it's not just that some of these guys are massive. It's they're massive and you can't get away from them.
Mm.
It's terrifying. I'm telling you, I got tackled by a pinky with Gilbert Brown. And Gilbert Brown had them little muscles on the neck like Aaron Donald, except he was like 360.
Oof. Right now, Marlins are down 2-0 to the Phillies in the bottom of the third.
All right.
Phillies on the board first. They got an
Who's pitching? Because this is usually Max Meyer's spot.
Gusto. Ryan Gusto's going today.
No Gusto, huh?
No Gusto right now. No me gusto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
What did you say?
No me gusto.
No me gusta.
J-Fig?
Well, his name is Gusto, though.
I know what he's trying to do, but like, this
is that a it's a minus one?
I don't think it is a minus one.
It's
proper.
I
have to do a pun with the name.
No.
You don't change the letters when you're making a pun with the name.
No.
This
minus
is
one.
No me gusta the same way. No me gusta.
But his name's not Gusta.
It's Gusto.
That's why I said Gusto.
Bad.
No me gusto.
Bad. You get a minus one, and then you get a minus one again for trying to, you know, for trying to.
Force it through.
Yeah.
He tried to force anything through. He tried. Oh, Evan 11 said, no, mi gusto is pretty good.
No. Yeah, and he tried to say it so quick. That's the thing. He tried to say it so quick.
I told you.
Hey,
I got him yesterday. He said something. And I'm like, and he just tried to keep going. And I'm like, don't think I didn't hear you. I just didn't feel like dealing with it right
That's
now.
That's the thing. Tobin thinks nobody's hearing. So he just...
We all listen
to each other. You got to come in here with perfect English. Forget the profession.
We're the hardest. You know we're the hardest critics on ourselves, right? Yeah. And on each other.
I nailed it. I don't know why I'm getting
you
criticized. I deserve a point.
You deserve another one.
I deserve a point.
You know what? I'm giving you a minus one for you claiming that you deserve a point.
What do you mean, dude? For appeal?
Yes. You can't appeal that. I went to an outside committee, which is Tobin and Jay Fig, and they said minus one. That's it.
Apparently, we already have a fight at Bengals camp.
Already? That's good.
Jamar Chase started it.
I'm telling you, that's how it goes. Wide receivers and DBs because they get too grabby.
I don't want him to get into any fight with some bum that might not make the team. Mm-mm. There's certain people... Especially when they make a lot of money and they're the highest paid in their position, shouldn't be getting into no fights. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But here's the thing.
And he's a 99 on that.
But Vlad, when you play on a football team, they certain guys that try to get away from that and get street cred and let people know I'm one of y'all.
Nah, I don't care. Jamar Chase, yeah,
Once you get on the field, the money don't matter.
Jamar Chase, I know you're great, and you're a 99.
It matters to you. It don't matter to them guys in that locker room.
$41 million, 99 on Madden. You don't get into any fights.
To 99 on
Back
Madden.
Off. All right, we'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.